What up, everyone? Hello. How y'all doing this afternoon? Man, that's a tough name to say. Let's see. Let's call you Dinix YZ Boson. The mic not working thing, you have to wait till I actually, key up until you drop it, just for the next time.
Remember, guys, we can't do it every time. The Nasher doesn't believe us when it really doesn't work.
Yeah.
Damn, Whitey, that was cold-blooded.
Bro, why you gotta do me like that, Heidi? All right, Ranger, am I actually very quiet?
No, you're fine. They're just
No,
trolling
you're fine.
you. All right, good, 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 good. Thank you. That one actually had me working, so good job, guys. Well done. All right, so it's been a hell of a week, a hell of a week. So, I'm gonna update you guys on what's been going on. A week ago, we announced our Hellcamp after Gobbins blundered and put his dreadnoughts inside an NPC station. Before this time, we had decided that we wanted to take some more space to expand Imperium Holdings, and we had, approached some residents, and they had said, Horde has clearly indicated to us that they will help us defend the space. That this is that we can call on Daddy Horde to help us save the space. And we said, okay, we understand. And then we started the Hell Camp, and Gobbins started loudly pinging, goons are heck camping an empty station. We're not there and we're not coming back, and they're gonna camp an empty station. And so we said, thank you very much, much appreciated. We copy pasted that. We went around to various people and we said, by the way, they're not there, and they're not coming back. So, what about now? So now, Imperium is up 69 systems. We have 69 new systems
Nice.
in the last week. Yes, of course. So the.
See, Asher, I told you it'd be more like 100.
Yeah, did you spiked that. You spiked that. You
I
cannot go nice yourself.
did not. Oh, come on.
I'm not paying you the ISK. No way.
Was it 420 ISK?
Of course.
69 new systems. So the Hell Camp is done. Thank you guys for camping. Much appreciated. We were enjoying it immensely up in the leadership channel as it was going on, and as Gobbins was apoplectic pinging about killing Gooniversity frigates. He double pinged killing Gooniversity frigates sometimes. It was very special, and we thank him a lot. He's been doing a great job. He's our favorite leader. So we now have more space, and we have been rolling through regions in structures. I have a list here of destroyed structures that Zintish put together. We've got 35 Skyhooks, 23 Metanox, 22 Athanors, 2 Retarus, 59 Astra Houses, 2 Asbels, 1 Tatara, 21 Fortizars, plus 1 in Hull currently, and 2 Keepstars. So that is the current kill list so far for this campaign. A lot of good stuff. Yeah, paste that in there. Good. There you go, Zintage. So there's our kill list. Well done. And so what's next? What's next is we keep pushing. We keep pushing. We are not done. We are going to take the space that we've taken. We're going to DM it up, raise it up, firm up this space, and then we'll push forward. Right now, we're going to hold this space, but eventually, an Imperium Alliance wants to move into the space, but we will hold it under our banner until it's ready to transfer. So, but we need to raise up ADMs. We have a bunch of programs that'll be going up soon. So please hop on in on that. And then it's pushing on, pushing forward, not stopping pushing. We are certainly not anywhere near done right now. So there is way more to go. At the same time, we're going to take the opportunity to mess with Equinox mechanics. This is a very good playground for leadership to learn about Equinox. We've done a lot of testing, especially shout out to Sigma, who has been on the forefront of testing the new mechanics. We want to have this area because we can have different stuff. And we're looking forward to the patch and the upcoming patch notes and whatever that may change. And I want to say, yes, Sapphire, I do not play the game. I am fully AFK. Thank you. Thank you for pointing it out. Appreciate that one. That is the Reddit line. It is one of my favorites. So that's actually the long and short of it. We don't have a lot of stuff to talk about this week. That is what you guys have been doing. It's kind of one of those funny things where sometimes where we actually really not a lot's going on, we'll talk for 40 minutes because we have 40 minutes of agenda items. Sometimes it's really easy to understand what's going on. What's going on is we're winning. We're taking 69 systems. We're killing 22 forts and 2 keeps and everything else that's listed. And we're not done. That's the whole message. Message done. If you guys got questions, go ahead and put them in Elysium and I will answer them. Remember, put them in Elysium and not in Mumble. What happened with Avrora? He is being promoted to work in as a director of procurement. MTAC Animename says, are you excited for a WoW expansion next week since you don't play EVE anymore? I've never played WoW, MTAC. I've literally never booted it up. I only know about WoW from hearing other nerds talk about it. Hey, Asher, can we flip some Horde Sob and gift it to Absolute Order? I just want to watch EVE burn, says Borsex Clone. I like the way you think. I'm not sure we're going to do that, but I like the idea.
That was pretty good.
Got any more of those Keepstar kill mails? We're running out of Keepstar kill mails. I would like to get some more, but I think we might have one more left in us. That's a maybe, though. Yeah, Vincent Kumar says, thanks to everyone who showed up for Nom's Vigil and keeping it classy like Brave. We had a lot of enemies come to the Nominate Vigil. And I want to say especially thank you to people from outside our group who attended and lit a sign of memorial. I know his parents were there. I'm sure it was a nice moment to see everyone show up to remember their son, who is gone from us way too soon. But thank you to all you guys. And I've heard that we have raised, I believe the number is over $9,000 for cancer research. And that's a credit to you guys. So thank you guys so much. It's nice that when we talk about all this fun space stuff, winning wars and stuff, that the connections that we make, the friendships that we make, are the real enduring things. The wars is the fun part, and it gets us up and logging in. So I think for most of us, we could say that the friendships we made here are the enduring and important part of it. So there's Heidi's got it. We ended up with $8,409.47 between Twitch, PayPal, and print purchases. So pretty amazing. If you guys have more questions, go ahead and throw them in because I have been scrolled out. Ferox Davies continue in Utopia. Good question, Dead Duck. It's actually something I have not thought about yet, but we'll probably move those back. Yeah. I think for the time being it'd be okay to keep them there. We'll have to discuss it, but I think we'll leave them there just thinking off the top of my head. Here, Thomas says, Asher, does this mean we're going broad, not tall, playing by CCP rules since we're insisting on this style of space expansion? That's a great question. So the answer is maybe, right? The answer is maybe. The answer is we want to have flexibility. That's why we want to acquire these systems. We have a certain way that we want to play, but, there's the way you want it to be and the way it is. We're not exactly sure what CCP is going to do. So acquiring these systems and regions will allow us to have more flexibility come the patch. For instance, if an Imperium alliance moves into these new regions or multiple alliances move into these new regions, it would open up more space to expand outwards from to where they currently are. So that's like the kind of thing that we could do when we have a better idea of what's coming in the patch. So right now, as far as these new regions that we have oopsed our way into, which is not really oopsing at all, we've a really master stroke of taking this stuff. We're going to just put them in our name for now because we just feel like that's probably the easiest way to defend them and to get the ADMs up. And then we will wait to see what CCP announces and we'll play from there as far as, if an alliance or two or three want to move forward to this space. And if not, we can just let it go fallow. We can sell it. We have lots of options. So we're basically just increasing our options. So a really good question. And the answer is we are opening up options and we do not have a commitment to a plan. We're going to see what they do. Have they announced a date for the patch, says Ultra Cow? No, I don't think they have an actual date for a patch. We are all thinking November is the date, but we don't know a specific date. It could be it's probably going to be a Tuesday in November. Conrad says, are you going to do another PI stream? I am not going to do another PI stream. What's the biggest concern with the patch? To quote a famous philosopher, there are no knowns, there are known unknowns, and there are unknown unknowns. And we're somewhere in that region right now. I couldn't tell you. And Curso, do we have an updated map of our space? Not yet. Any update on standing up a beehive in UTAC Key was mentioned previously. Yeah, that'll be happening. Can I bait crab off the UTAC Key keep stuff for content, Zentron? No, but you can run beehive pretty soon. So you'll be able to, but not in UTAC Key itself. Marcian, congratulations on the bingo. Remember, guys, if you specifically set up your own bingo, it does not count. That is absolutely not. You can't alley-oop yourself. You can throw the ball up and dunk it. It's not an alley-oop. It's just a dunk. Can we get additional move ops to get redeemers out to UTAC-Q, says Michela. I'm really certain you could just bring a redeemer along with any of the cat move ops that are happening. So I don't think anyone would object to that. How about if loosely interpret what the bingo squares really mean, Wilhelm? Yeah, that's fitting. It's fitting the narrative and the meta to what you want to happen, and I fully support that.
Trisk, I will log in and address those Ferox contracts right now.
Can we go full out war like Pappy did? I think that's sarcastic, Hellraiser. I hope that's sarcastic because the war we've been prosecuting has been more full out than anything they have done for the last 4 years. If Brave were to open a coffee shop, would it be called Dunk Donuts?
God damn it.
Boo. Boo this man.
You can only blame yourself, Asher. You read something from SEMA on the wire.
I'm like Ron Burgundy, dude. I'm like Ron Burgundy. I just go through and I just read whatever is written.
I see prompter. I read prompter.
Exactly. Stick says, when can we expect the end of testing at Sigma Space? Probably not, at least until we know what the patch does, the patch is going to do. Why did Zintish kill my Drake? I don't know, but I'm certain he deserved it. Can we get an Algos Doctrine, says Rumblecat. There is a guy who has for a very long time run his own little Algos fleet. I don't expect the Doctrine, but you can make your own. I've seen it happen before. What brand of mayo do you like the most, Steve? I know this is going to be really disappointing to you. I know you were going to be disappointed. I don't like mayo.
It's I find spicy, it a little Dave.
Spicy for my... Yeah. I knew it was coming.
You can't admit it. That takes all the fun out of it.
That's true. We just acquired multiple new regions of Angel Ratting Space, says Kazanir. Exactly. By the way, yeah. In this space, guys, it's Angel Rats, which I think a lot of you will be very excited about. So trigger units, says Beyond, trigger units, lots of trigger units. What's your recipe for white guy tacos? So I get a like really, really flour tortilla, like the whitest flour tortilla you could find. It's like Bob's tortilla brand. And then I put hamburger meat on there, and then I melt American cheese on top of it. Split up.
Come on, Asher.
Delicious.
We all know that white guy tacos are sloppy joes.
Oh, good point. Did we say anything about not using expensive ships without BH cover? No, we didn't say anything about that. But I think it probably goes without saying. Durban Sunsteel has left. This culinary sin cannot stand. I am out. Fair enough. See you later. Persona of the Palatine, Abe Rabin, so we have not been focusing on that. Obviously, we've had other things to think about, so I would not expect any updates on the Palatine at all. Sir Cuddles, I'm sorry about your market stocking issues, but I don't think we're going to intentionally whelp Raven Navies.
We'd have to get a fight in them first for that to happen.
That is a bit of an issue.
A hundred of them, like
3 days ago?
See, there you go.
I think Sintas needs to just warp at zero with some Ferox navies from our enemy again, and then the problem will be solved.
Hey, I'll have you know I was 3v1ing in that fight.
Splendor Gill says, so no timetable for the current deployment. Like I just said, Splendor, we're going to keep pushing. So there is no particular timetable, but we will be here for a while. So, you know, get comfortable. Pitch if you want to move your... Go ahead, Cass.
I just said pitch a tent.
Yeah, pitch a tent. Like I said, we talked about pitching tents last week. Let's talk about pitching tents this week. It would be really wise to move your ratting stuff forward. You know, make your income here. You don't need to, you know, duel yourself. Just move your Merm, your Ishtar, your Crab Beacon ship, whatever. Move it forward to here. And, you know, we are going to be here for a while we keep pushing.
Yeah, we're going to have a better update on that out in the next couple days. We're just kind of figuring stuff out, you know, like Merm fits and whatnot. Like, if you warp into an Angel site with your Blood Raiders Merm, you will explode.
Yeah.
Also, for the people that were asking about Cad Veroxes, I just listed 100. So if you have, well, you should all have a Cad alt, right, guys? But make sure you log in and grab a Ferox so that you don't have to do it at, you know, when a fleet gets pinged, so that you just have one. They're up for 75 mil, and you get 75 mil in SRP. So you just need to send that ISK to your alt once. And, once you do that, you shouldn't have to send it money again.
Wingman asked, how many Ashers to make a singularity? Wingman, it's like two neutron stars merging. If two of my IDs came together, we would make heavy elements. Sarah Bjorn's daughter says, do we know how far Horde will run before they will start thinking about defending their valued allies? I think we should find out.
Asher, I don't know why you needed to make that a fat joke. Wing wasn't making it one.
My id, that's a mental thing, Sniper. Like I was saying, my ego is really big.
Yeah, but you compared yourself to a neutron star.
I see.
Of course, I didn't quite do it right, because when you create a singularity, you know, that's different.
Are we abandoning Delph? No, we're deployed, dude. Any artillery doctrines? Large projectile 5 is my only BS tier weapon.
Join Totality Burnt Squad.
Muffin. Yeah, not... Totality Squad is a good answer, but no artillery doctrines are currently planned. They're just not that great in the current meta. There's cruise missiles are just generally better for like an alpha strikey type thing, and having the DPS of a Roke is currently a better thing. So
just wait for CCP to buff the Maelstrom, and the day following we'll have an artillery doctrine.
Yeah.
I would love to run a Maelstrom. I've fiddled with that fit so many times. It's just not quite there, but man, I would love to run it.
But just trade your hybrids for the Roke, etc. So because you probably have all the support skills already, so it shouldn't take too long to get in there.
Yeah. Getting a battleship finish is never a problem. It always comes back to a battleship, right? It always comes back to a battleship. There have been everyone's had a time in the sun except maybe like one battleship.
I love Baltics coming back, Burnin. Like, I love that doctor.
My dead body.
Not now. They're not good enough now. But
all right, children.
Yeah, someone sent me a picture of their cool new Baltic skin and said, can we have a Baltic doctrine? I'm like, we don't do doctrines just based on your cool skin. Sorry.
I have to admit, the 20th anniversary collector's edition, though, it's got a really cool Megatron in it.
Regardless, the Hyperion is bad and has always been bad. Yeah, that's true. The Hyperion is a solo ship, and it really has never been a Nullsec doctrine. So, but if you have a Galante rail trained character, Baltex will come back eventually, which is basically what I'm saying. You will have a ship that eventually you can use.
Mac 1, we have pancakes at home. They're called Raven Navies.
Oh, is someone asking about Pancake Fleet?
Of course they're asking about Pancake Fleet.
Yeah, Raven Navies are pancakes at home. Raven Navies are a great doctrine. I love this doctrine. Big fan.
But, like, should we, like now we temporarily also live in Angel Space or have a lot of ratting there, we should get a lot of nightmare skins, things, etc. Is, like, not time for a nightmare doctrine at one point, then?
You gotta at least get your factions straight there, Apple.
Yeah, this is the thing. Oh, wow. That's a doctrine I do not want to run that you know I hate. You also got it factually wrong.
Okay, like, you know how much I love rotting then with that. But yeah, like, we're still nightmares. Is Catch not nightmare space or whatever? Is like, yeah.
Yes. Catch is, so to be clear, Catch of the regions we've taken, Catch is still Sancharat. Immensia, Tenerifus, and Impasse are all angel rats, goon speed.
This is what our meetings are generally like, just discussing what kind of rats are where. It's my favorite part about it, then moon mining.
We have to repeat the basics of EVE Online to ourselves for an entire hour every Saturday before everything falls out of our brains.
Yeah.
Also casually mentioning the fall regions we took in a month.
Yep.
Important.
Can someone do 4 weeks?
Yeah, can someone do a I can't hold all these limes meme with EVE regions? We'd appreciate that.
Seema, you up?
Yacht Fleet, I believe, was our last Mac Fleet name, unless there was another one after that.
No,
Yacht Fleet. There was Tibberizzle's hyper overpriced gate camping nonsense fit.
That's like 2014, where you run you run like 8 SIBOs and tracking computers and then just shoot a frigate. That's pretty cool.
I really hope that doctrine was called Gatekeeping Fleet.
I'm sure he had some offensive name.
Jarvis Black. Oh yes. Let's not look it up. Let's not look it up.
Oh, God.
I guarantee you do not want to know. Don't ask a woman her weight. Don't ask a goon what their doctrine was named in 2012. Jarvis says, ANSI planning for Catch. We do not have the ability to ANSIplex it yet because it has not been long enough. The ADM, or sorry, the strategic index is not high enough. So we have it planned, but we can't put them up yet.
Oops, I'll go slower next time.
Yeah, once again, I can't suffering hold these limes for regions. Yeah, can we have 300 moons in the new region? Yes, we have many, many moons now.
We're working on that. Yeah, usually the way this goes is the war takes a couple months, and during that time you prep to colonize the region, you talk about spoils, you do all of your planning. And, well, whoops. But conveniently, it now takes 2 months to colonize the damn regions, so.
Wookadator says, can you please explain this ADM business? Yes, I can. So each system has an activity defense multiplier, I believe is what ADM stands for. And it is essentially a measurement of how active you are in that region. The number being higher makes it harder to make the SOV. So if someone attacks it, it takes longer to flip it, the initial and the actual fight. Right now it's quite low. This is per system, and you can raise it by doing three things. You can raise it by holding it for a period of time. That's strategic. I believe that takes 50 or 60 days to get to 5. You can raise it by ratting, and that's the military index. And then you can raise it by mining, and that is the industrial index. So what we plan to do is we plan to go through these new systems that we've taken. We will set up fleets to go through. We will rat. We will mine, and we will raise the number up so that it is easier for us to defend, to respond to hacks, and to fight over them. Burton asked about Shub upgrades, and yes, that is all being planned. It actually is already planned. All right, I think we're about out of questions. I just want to say great job to you guys. Very well done. We've had a great week. Let's make a great week going forward. If you guys can be here, I know ADM fleets, for instance, are not the sexiest of all fleets, but please be showing up for those, especially for the next week or so. We can really use you guys there, and we will make you guys some money as well. I will catch you all next week. See you.